This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Investigators have identified the woman hit by a train while in police custody Friday. Platteville police say an officer stopped 20-year-old Yareni Rios Gonzalez south of Greeley after she was accused of a road rage incident involving a gun. Additional officers put her in the back of a squad car that was illegally parked on train tracks. Within minutes, a train hit the car. The woman is now at a hospital with severe injuries, but is expected to survive. An outbreak of a certain type of moth earlier this year may make fall colors a little less bright in southern Colorado. Alex Rudney with the U.S. Forest Service in Chaffee County says the moths damaged aspen leaves across tens of thousands of acres. The leaves grew back thinner, but he says there are some unaffected areas, and the oaks and cottonwoods put on colorful displays too.
It's always an adventure looking for the nice colors, and you never know what you find. So come on out and take a look.
He says you'll see beautiful scenery, so it's never a wasted day, even if the colors aren't what you had hoped for. He also reminds leaf peepers to come prepared for changing weather conditions in the high country. Coloradans can now pay taxes in cryptocurrency. The change officially makes Colorado the first state in the nation to accept crypto for tax payments. The state treasury will take digital payments and deposit the equivalent value in dollars. Governor Polis says Colorado will eventually accept cryptocurrency for licensing fees, too. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.